Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Today's show, how to be rough enough in bed for your guy. Can you predict if your girlfriend will leave you? And sex tips for larger members. Thanks for listening. Today's show is sponsored by the brand new Rave by WeVibe. You know I love WeVibe's famous couples toys and bullet vibes, which is why I'm so excited to introduce the incredible Rave. Okay, at first glance, the Rave appears to be a simple sculptural vibrator, but when you look closer, you'll see an array of curves that make it so special. The Rave was designed with one primary goal, to help women locate and stimulate their G-spot. Once inserted, a gentle twist in either direction will glide the Rave's varied angles and phases over your most sensitive areas, allowing you precise control and pinpoint stimulation. Pretty soon, you'll find your G-spot and know exactly how to make the magic happen. The Rave's curved shape is extremely comfortable to hold and use and gives you control over the pressure you apply internally. It uses WeVibe's amazingly powerful motors and programs, allowing for a variety of vibration patterns and speeds. And it's rechargeable and, of course, made from 100% body-safe materials. If that is not enough for you people about this amazing new Rave, you can customize the functions using the WeVibe's WeConnect app on your smartphone. It has an app, people. You can control it. Your partner can control it. So get ready. Twist and shout with the Rave. Just go to my website, sexwithemily.com. Click on the Rave by WeVibe banner, and you can directly order from their site. That's and use code Emily for a special discount. Check it out. Oh, also, we did a review. Check out our Rave video on the Sex with Emily YouTube channel. Thanks for listening.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com. You can check out all of our podcasts, sign up for our mailing list. If you haven't done that yet in 2016, you totally should. And a lot of great things. We update the site every single day. Follow us on all the social media that you are obsessed with. I know you are. Instagram, Twitter. It's all at sexwithemily. And Facebook.com/sexwithemily. Hi, Menace.
What's going on, Emily? How you been?
I've been good.
What is happening with your life?
Well,
tell me everything.
This is the week. This last 2 weeks is when all the sex conferences happen.
Uh huh.
And by sex conferences, let me clarify: there is no sex. I actually did not have any sex.
Wow.
At the conferences, yeah, I know. It's
a
bummer.
Did you see any people having sex? Anything, or the after parties? I know you get crazy with those after parties.
I'm so bummed. I had to miss one of the after parties because I did Loveline. So the first one was And Me, which is the Adult Novelty Manufacturers Expo. And it's all the sex toy products that are, like, there's some really cool things happening. And that was really fun. And then there was X-Biz, which is, they had an award show, and that's all the porn awards. But there's the pre-porn awards, and that's the pajama party for all the people who work in the business. And apparently things went off at the Andaz. And there were some sex parties and crazy stuff happening, and I had Zoo Loveline that night.
Oh, damn it.
So I didn't see any sex happening.
What about the Avion awards?
Yeah, these are like the mini. Well, they're not that mini. I mean, there was like 1,000 people there.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, it was a big thing at the JW Marriott downtown. Mm. It was really fun. I was nominated for 2 awards. I didn't win. It's all rigged, whatever. and then, yeah, it was really fun, but it was just every year. Oh, and then there was Sexual Health Expo, which I'm the host of. And that was amazing in Universal City, which I've never been to Universal City.
Uh-huh.
It's right like 6 minutes from my house, but it feels like it's so far, but it's not. And and that's where all our fans get to come. That's like the other two things are industry, but this was like people get to come and learn, and like there was amazing workshops. I taught a workshop. I did a live podcast, which you couldn't come to, which was sad. And people were teaching workshops, and we had a booth, and we had I got to give you my – dude, you're going to love this.
What?
Right there. I can't believe I was eating your Tic Tacs before the show.
Uh-huh.
Because I brought you a special present.
Oh, you did?
And this is something that you're going to love.
What?
Check it out. Mints on the bottom, mints on the top, lip balm on the bottom. It's a party. It's a Sex with Emily party in your pants.
Oh, what?
Party in your mouth. Yeah. There's mints on the top, and I brought that for you.
It's That's a little awesome. Sex with Emily.
I know.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So that was that. But then every year, there's a third year in a row, I have a little tickle in my throat.
Oh.
A little sticky. But I'm okay. It was fun. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm considering AVN this weekend, which is the adult video. Do you want to go? You go to Vegas every weekend. You're probably already there.
I
know. There.
I have like 4 Vegas trips. I'm going in like 2 weeks.
Okay. We're Damn never it. On the same I Vegas know. Plane.
Damn it.
Makes me so sad.
I would love to go to AVN Awards. That'd be fun.
You'd love it. Yeah. It's really fun. I mean, you love it for like a minute. No, I think you'd be into it.
Uh-huh.
It's like, you know, if you're into porn stars and stuff.
Yeah, but no, it'd be fun just talking to the people.
Totally.
You know, I'm sure you can get like some great interviews there and stuff like that.
You can get great interviews. And when I went 2 years ago, I gave the keynote. And so it was like, you know, me, I was like super stressed out about the keynote. And then, but then it was really fun. But now I would go and I wouldn't have an agenda, just to, like talk to people and talk to the porn stars that I met. You know, you meet a lot of nice people.
Yeah.
I had good networking. Like people are like molding like fleshlights, like molding porn stars' vaginas into new fleshlights. And there's just a lot of activity going on.
Sweet. Yeah. I'm sorry. I couldn't make that. That live podcast, which I would have loved to do because we had so much fun doing the 10-year anniversary live podcast.
People love the show of the live podcast.
Yeah, they enjoyed it. That was such an amazing time. And, you know, getting to meet listeners and incorporating listeners into the show and, you know, just meeting everybody was really, really cool. I had to take – my mom was in town.
I know. That's right. How was that?
It was cool. Nothing sexy or fun when your mom's in town. So, I mean, I took her to – Disneyland, of course. She hasn't been there in 20 years, so we did that. And then we had my – I mean, she's obsessed with my dog, so we
That's
took the
cute.
Dog
it's like
to
a grandson.
Santa Monica. Yeah.
It is, right?
Yeah, yeah, totally. And then that's pretty much it. So nothing that's really fun. Cool.
Dude, I want to do – you know what was really cool about the about She is that there was a lot of people there, the Sexual Health Expo, is that there was a ton of people there that were like, oh, I was at your live show. And I was like, you were. They were wearing like the Sex with Emily t-shirts. And,
nice.
And we didn't get to meet people after that. Well, you had to leave early to do your morning show. I know you have to get up early. But we didn't have like a meet and greet after. So I was like just so grateful that people were there. We got to do – so people – the Improv wants us to come back and do another live show.
Oh, really? That's
so
cool.
But it won't be as – I mean, I won't be
extravagant,
as neurotic and crazy about it.
Yeah.
But – well, maybe. But we should do it.
I'm
Would
totally
you want
down.
To do
that was so much
podcast?
Fun. Yeah.
That was really fun.
Even if like 2 people show up, it was just cool just being in a different environment.
I know,
you know?
I know.
Yeah.
So that'd be fun. And then one more thing I have to say before we get down to sexy business is Hustler Workshop. My next one is for Valentine's Day, coming up fast. And it's going to be February 2nd at the Hustler in West Covina. And it's called Shopping with Emily. So
nice.
I'm going to take you shopping so you do not mess up this Valentine's Day.
All right.
Valentine's Day is stressful.
Yeah.
Even if you're alone, just come with me. You guys, I'm going to take you because it's fun. I've had a lot of women show up, guys, women, couples, everyone, and I take them around, look at the best vibes, best toys, best products, and it's fun. We'll go shopping. So you can, it's February 2nd, 7 o'clock, RSVP at sexwithemily.com.
Dude,
that's the email.
That Hustler is everywhere. I've been seeing like huge stores just keep on popping up.
I know. It's taking over the world.
You know what? Since I mean, you're such good friends with them now.
Yes.
Have them send us to New Orleans. They're all over New Orleans.
Really? They would love to.
Let's go out there and do a live show, and then we can finally do our drunk show because New Orleans, there's no way you'd be able to say
they wouldn't
sober.
Let us not be drunk.
I know.
Like New Orleans, like, here's a cup. Welcome
I know,
to New Orleans.
Because I was just there recently, and it would be so much fun. All you see is Hustler all over the place there.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't been to New Orleans in 10 years.
Let's totally go.
So
it'd be so much fun.
Okay, but let's not say this and then not do
I'm
it.
I'm down. You
it
got
was show
69 your friends.
That we were going to do. That was 5 years ago we were going
to I know.
Do. Whatever.
But we got to be in an environment like the Improv or
I'll talk to Hustler.
A Hustler.
I'll talk to Hustler. I know they keep saying like they want us to come to other stores and do it. So,
dude, that'd be so much fun. I ran into Sex with Emily listeners
in
New Orleans.
I love that. I know. Okay, I'll tell them. We'll talk to we'll talk to them tomorrow.
Do
I mean,
something.
It's on the list. I promise.
That'd be fun.
Okay, so that's really good. I like it.
Sweet.
What are you doing for Valentine's Day with your sweetheart? I can see you not doing anything just because that's you, but maybe I'm wrong.
Well,
maybe you've changed and matured.
Yeah, I think I do have to take her somewhere to eat. She loves steak. She's like 100 pounds, like 110 pounds, right? Small little thing like yourself. But she loves eating steaks. She eats more than I do.
She does.
That's why I'm so goddamn fat, because
he looks thin, actually.
Yeah, but when I eat, a lot of times I'm not even hungry. It's just because she's eating. I don't know where the hell it all goes.
It does. That's so interesting.
Yeah. So,
I wouldn't know because I've never met her. But
she's like the man of. You've met her a couple times. You just don't know. But she's like the man of the relationship. She's like, I just want to go to a steakhouse and I'm good for Valentine's Day.
Take her like Boa or something.
Yeah, she loves Boa. I went to this other place just recently called Morton G.
Morton G, don't know it.
Morton G.
Morton G, yeah, I do know Morton G.
Yeah, in West Hollywood, that place was amazing. Yeah. I highly recommend it.
You can't mess up with a steakhouse. It's called a steakhouse.
So I'll probably do that. Steak. And then it's always hit and miss if I want to do flowers or not, because my mom's a florist.
Every year, I think of this. I think of your mom being a florist on Valentine's Day.
Such a waste.
I know. Can't your mom send you some flowers? But that would be money out of her.
Yeah. So we'll see.
Depends.
But we are going to be in Vegas just before that.
Okay.
So we're going to be...
What's there in Vegas that weekend? Anything fun?
We're going to go to the J-Lo show and then maybe meet J-Lo.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm going to Justin Timberlake in San Francisco.
What?
Yeah.
Sweet. I know. Sweet.
Not Justin Timberlake. Oh, my God. I'm like... Can we just delete this? Justin Bieber.
Oh, Justin Bieber. I was like...
That's even more questionable.
I was like, wait...
I'm sorry. I'm on Dayquil. I mean, so I'm sick.
Yeah. No, but, you know that I've gone to a bunch of JT shows.
Yeah, totally. And I love Justin Timberlake. Yeah. I don't know why I thought that. My friend, I'm going with my goddaughter to Justin Bieber.
Sweet.
I know. I'm really excited about it. Okay, let's get into Sex in the News.
All right.
Because, and I saved this one for you because I thought you would really like it.
Okay, thank you.
11 new sex slang words for 2016.
Oh, what?
I'm just going to pick out a few of my faves here.
Yes.
Millennials say the darndest and dirtiest things, but seriously, new sex slang terms that are becoming popular in 2016 are equal parts hilarious and cringe-inducing. Check out what everyone will be saying this year and see if you're in the know. We're warning you now, some of these are worthy of a brow raise.
Oh, I can't wait.
Okay. Postponed.
Postponed. Okay. Yeah.
When you're running late because of an unexpected sexual encounter, example, so sorry, I got postponed. I'm on my way to the office.
Oh, now. I get it.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Okay, side chick.
Okay, side chick. That's been around for a couple years now.
Yeah. Oh, dude, should we just pass over it? Okay, the other woman or mistress. Mm-hmm. A girl has a relationship with someone while that person is in another relationship. Example, I thought Bernadette was dating him, but turns out she's just that side chick. That's sketchy. Okay, snatch chat.
All right.
That? A naked photo that a girl sends to her object of desire on Snapchat. Example, Wallace, I wish you could see the Snapchat that Belinda just sent me. It was dirty.
All right.
Doppelbanger.
Doppelbanger?
I like that one. When you have sex with someone because they look like someone else who you really want to bang.
Oh.
So you know the word doppelganger? The
yeah,
word?
I like
heard that Alan had sex with Martha because she's basically Rihanna's doppelbanger.
Oh, what?
Yep, that's a good one. Okay, truffle butter.
Truffle butter. Well, that's a year old. Yeah.
Okay. We have to get into it. I really don't want to.
You don't know because we talked about it.
I do know what it is, but I don't like
on another show, and you almost threw up.
I know. I don't want to talk about truffle butter, but that is a big one. You guys Google it. How about?
Yeah.
Tell
me. Lay it on me.
Master weight. When waiting for porn in your computer to buffer in the middle of masturbation. Damn this Wi-Fi! I guess I'll just have to master weight.
That's hilarious.
What else do I like here? Sasquatch.
Okay.
When someone's pubic region has not been trimmed in a long time and it's getting out of control. I took one look at that Sasquatch and ran out as fast as I could.
Oh, really?
Sasquatch. Yeah. There you go, Manus.
I'll do the same.
Do you have any things that I don't know about? Any new words, lingo? Because you're the cool kid on the block.
I know. I mean, like, new slang terms. Sexual slang terms.
Doesn't matter. Anything slang just so I seem cool.
Yeah, nothing really standing out right now.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
That's fine. Just check it in.
I know. Oh, there's a term. There's a term. It's called, it's going to be a movie. So when you're going out, right, it's going to be so crazy, it's going to be like a movie.
Okay.
So.
Oh, it's going to be like a movie.
Yeah.
Like, this is going to be so crazy like a movie?
It's going to be a movie. It's so dumb, but yeah, I know.
That is dumb.
It's basically if you're going to go out. The night is going to end up like the movie Hangover or something like that.
Okay, got it.
It's going to be a movie.
I got it.
I don't get it.
I get
it's
it.
Dumb, but
no, it's
people
good.
Are using
I get it. I get it. It's going to be like a movie, man.
It's going to be a movie.
It's not going to be. Got it.
Leave out the like.
I always use too many words.
Yes.
I just need to be edited as I speak. It's going to just go.
Yes.
Okay. being turned on makes you stupid. There's a study that came out.
Oh,
being turned on makes you stupid. We know this, right? Mm-hmm. In the heat of the moment, being turned on can make people pretty dumb, a new study found. Sexual arousal can give people tunnel vision, much in the same way that being hungry or thirsty does, causing them to think only of satisfying their need for gratification. So the study published in the January issue of Archive of Sexual Behavior, they included two experiments on Canadian college students. They answered questions about how aroused they were, whether they would engage in risky sexual behavior like having sex without a condom in different scenarios. In the second experiment, participants watched the same clips and indicated how aroused they were and then played blackjack. Okay, that's just the setup. Both men and women were more likely to say they would make riskier decisions, having sex without a condom, making an unsafe gamble in blackjack when they were more aroused. So the authors noted that previous studies found that men were more likely to make bad decisions, but not women. And in this study, it showed that women were too. Women are like, forget the condom. I'm so aroused right now.
They're thirsty.
Thought it was alcohol. I always thought it was like arousal plus alcohol.
They're super thirsty.
They're thirsty, man. She's so thirsty. So sex education
programs. Usually guys are thirsty, but
girls are thirsty,
and girls, but girls, they put, here's another term. Sorry, I'm just remembering
them
all. You're
so good. You can't do it on the spot, but you're just whipping them out. Yeah, I love that
There's the thirst trap.
The fish trap?
No. Thirst trap.
Thirst trap.
So a thirst trap is when girls post sexy photos online, or like Instagram and stuff like that.
Oh.
So all the thirsty guys will pay attention to them.
The thirst trap. That's a good one. I've never heard of that.
Are you posting thirst traps online?
I should post more.
You should? More thirst traps?
It's a lot of work. It could be sexy photos. I'm just not – it's not my natural go-to to be like sexy photos.
Yeah.
Okay. So what we're saying here is that sexual education programs have to place more emphasis on the fact that men and women – have difficulty making safer sex decisions when they're aroused, even if you got the condoms all poisoned ready to go, and you're ready. When you're aroused, you make bad decisions.
You're throwing alcohol, throwing drugs. Yeah, you're just like
terrible
F
decisions.
It.
I know.
I'm just ready to go.
I know. I wish you could just like automatically just train people to make it habitual to just put the condom on, like just like you leave the house to put your shoes on.
And then you put the condom on.
No, I'm just saying in life, like you have sex, you put the condom on. Sex, like you just shouldn't even be like a thought. Like you shouldn't even be something that you debate. Just put the freaking condom on.
Do it.
It just pisses me off. Really, because people just like, I mean, even someone last night called in the love line and they were like, well, we want to have a threesome, but we're thinking of going with someone that we know rather than like someone random online because we feel like they'll be safer. Like they won't have a sexually transmitted disease.
People,
none of your friends have diseases, but everyone sketchy online does. Yeah. Like people don't realize that your friends have diseases too.
They don't
your friends can give you an STD just as much as someone you don't know.
They don't screen their friends first?
You can't, in some of the stuff, you can, even if you got your hand on someone's test results, just came back, it could still mean they're carrying it, didn't show up yet. Every 6 months, you have to get tested.
I know there's something, I don't know if it's out yet, but I've definitely seen articles on it where they're going to have a STD checker through your smartphone. They have like a little attachment.
They do have that. Yeah. They do have like services where you can get tested.
Mm-hmm.
You can show people your results. I don't think you can get tested in the moment, but you can show your certified results.
My lab box.
Yeah, mylabbox.com.
Oh, really?
That's true. But it's not instant. But yeah, it's a cool company. We know
it. Only sex tests. Dude, when are we going to make $1 billion?
Because when are we going to make $1 billion? We've been trying to make $1 billion.
I really want to be on a private jet one time in my life.
Just call my brother. No, seriously, dude. Never in your life have you?
No. Oh, yeah. Once.
I'm working on it.
I know, but I want to be on the Sex with Emily jet and like going
How
places.
How great would this – it'd be like lips.
Yeah.
Can we make a jet pink? Do you think there's
what lips are you talking about?
It would be like shaped like lips, but there must be some kind of TSA regulations against like having a plane or some kind of federal aviation.
No, so there's a private airport.
Blimps can be lips.
Yeah. There's a private airport in Van Nuys, California, and they had like all crazy type
of
plane jobs.
I know, I flew out of there. It's amazing.
They had like some country guy had his face on the side of the plane. I'm sure you can put some lips. We're talking about lips on your face.
But a billion is a lot. Like we need some major ideas here.
Yeah.
And I'm not driven by money.
Emily's sex test. Thing. Boom. On your iPhone, do it at your house. Just get your team together and make that happen.
Okay, people, go make this happen. Yeah. Okay, but let's just take a quick shout out here. Take a quick break to say hello to our sponsors. The Dahlia, okay?
Okay.
The flower. You know what Dahlia is? It's a flower. Do you know this because your mother?
Yes.
Okay. But it's also a vibrator.
And the black Dahlia.
Right. We all have this desire to surprise our loved ones for Valentine's Day with a gift they've always wanted but never could ask for. Well, let me tell you, this is one thing your partner has wanted since she first blossomed into womanhood or saw that episode of Sex and the City, whichever came first. The same creators of the original Rabbit Habit vibrator, the Dahlia by Vibratex, provides a fun, flirty twist on the classic. It's pink, it's pretty, and it packs a multi-orgasmic, dually stimulating punch. The external butterfly appendage flutters against the clitoris. You see my flutters. With silent yet powerful vibrations, while the smooth rotating head swirls against the G-spot, providing her with the blended orgasm she's always dreamed of. Its custom motion control lets you independently control the clitoral tickler, the vibration, and the rotating shaft to totally customize your experience. And ladies, who says you need a partner to provide you with the sex toy of your dreams? Why not treat yourself to the sensual and sexy Dahlia from Vibratex, an American company that's been making pleasure pieces for 30 years. 30 years. Trust these people. They're amazing. To learn more about the Dahlia or get one of your own, go to Vibratex.com. V-I-B-R-A-T-E-X.com.
Sweet.
And Fleshlight for your penis.
Yes.
Yeah. Menace, do you want to mix up your masturbation routine this year?
Yeah, of course.
Perfect. I'm going to give you a Fleshlight. It's the number one sex toy for men. As you know, you've been hearing me talking about it. I just think I need to just to give you one to try it.
When are we flying out to the factory?
Soon. We've been talking to them about that. And would you get your penis molded?
Take me with you. We'll mold my penis?
Well, there's gay ones. You get your butt molded.
My butt molded?
Yeah. Would you want your ass molded?
Want it all molded.
Or women who want to peg you?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. We're going to go to the Fleshlight factory. Yeah. It's a masturbation seat that you solo or with a partner, simulates sensations of real sex, and was engineered to look and feel like the real deal. It feels like you're actually having sex. Intercourse.
Yeah. I mean, everyone talks about it all the time. It has to be good.
Yeah, dude, it's amazing. It's that they have the stamina training unit, helps you last longer during sex, the discreet flight, the go, which is more compact. They have so many different ones. You know, there's a Fleshlight for every man's needs. And if there's a porn star you like, there's probably a Fleshlight modeled after her vagina. So now, the latest member of their family is the Quick Shot. It's an open-ended male masturbator. It's like the size of your hand and geared towards a new kind of self-pleasure. Mm-hmm. It still has the same material in it, but it's easier to handle. It requires less cleanup, can be used solo or with a partner, takes hand jobs and blowjobs to the next level. So if your partner's not quite, the grip's right, her grip's not quite on, she gets a little tired, it's a great handy hand job, blowjob helper. Every woman needs a dildo, every man needs one of these. Go to sexwithemily.com, click on the Fleshlight banner, use code Emily, and you get a free bottle of their award-winning Flesh Lube.
Love it.
That's right, baby. Okay, let's get into some emails.
When are you going to model your vagina?
You know, I'm not. It's funny you said that because at the Sexual Health Expo, my friend Nikki came over and she was like, oh my God, you finally, she's from Australia. You finally did it. You remember Nikki, my friend from Australia?
Yeah, Dr. Nikki? She was into pegging. Is she the blonde one?
Yes, she was. She stood
out because she was telling me how she wanted to peg guys. And
I know, that was like 5 years ago. She's over it, I think.
Yeah,
that's cute, though. You're right. We were in school.
No, but she was wearing a penis.
She did
it
wear a penis.
It was crazy. That's why I remember her. And I never remember anybody, but it's like...
She did.
A woman wearing a penis talking about pegging people kind of sticks out a little
bit. I know. It does stick out. She would go crazy because she came in from Australia for school 3 times a year and she'd buy everything and she'd go to Good Vibes and she's like, I want to.
Yeah.
I got to find someone who's a strap on. And she did. She came on our show with her strap on.
Yeah. But she was asking you.
She was like, oh my God, you did it. You made a Fleshlight. I'm so proud of you. I'm like, no, these are just Fleshlights on our table. This is not my vagina per se.
Could have sold a couple.
So we're going to, exactly. On our way to a billion.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for emailing me feedback@sexwithemily.com. I love hearing from you. Include your name, where you live, how you listen.
Yes.
What else?
That's what I love. If you want to. Don't really care.
Age helps. Don't care. I care about your age.
It does help with some stories, though.
Sometimes I'm like, if you're 22.
To see where you're at in life, you know?
Right. It does help with context. Okay. Dear Emily, my boyfriend likes when I'm rough and controlling with him. What are some tips of new things to do? Becca.
Oh, Becca.
Becca, baby. Well, this is good. I love that he told her what he needed. Mm-hmm. Boyfriend communicated his desires, and she's like, I'm down. I'll be rough with you. So I don't know what they've tried so far. Again, it's, you know, be great to you know, have a little more information. But there's some ways to get started. You can do power play. So mm-hmm. you can, you know, verbally control him. It sounds like, you know, you can tell him what you want to do, what you're going to do to him next. Certain acts that you like, lick or kiss or touch, you know, you could say like, I want you to lick me. I want you to touch me. I want you to do all these things to me. I don't know if he probably, see, that's kind of awesome to have a guy you're like, go down on me, like do this, do that. So you can probably just figure out what you want and order him, you know, have him do it. You can also get one of these remote control vibes that they have.
Wait, no. What? Are you swishing around that him?
He wants to be rough. He wants her to be rough.
Yes. So usually it's her dominating. It's not him, like, giving directions. Like,
well, but it could be both. She rough and controlling. So he might want her to say, like, lick my pussy, like, lick my boobs, go down on me, do all that. And or he might want to be, like, thrown onto the bed and tied up.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit of both. We don't really know. I'm just giving her a whole potpourri of just of
yeah, but she wants here. Some ideas. What? So what are we going
to
do?
So tell him what he has to obey you. Like, he has to, like, sex acts that he has to do. You could get a remote control vibe, and you could either vibe him or he could vibe you. Like, the Wii Vibe one that you wear. Dirty talk goes hand in hand with power play. Like, get rough with words. Be like, you're my bitch. I'm going to take care of it.
She's like, I'm going to drain your bank account.
Right. I'm going to, like, you know, I'm going to tie you up. I'm going to tie you up and steal your wallet.
Yeah. And set Menace the house on that. Fire.
Menace will not be tied up because he doesn't want to lose his wallet. You know, you could bring props. So again, I think that if he wants you to be rough with him and controlling, I would blindfold him. I would tie him up, play with bondage, play with cuffs, play with, you know, silk ties, use a paddle, use a whip, use a flogger, use, you know, all every – and you don't even have to go out and buy things. You could use, like, different sensations. You could use ice cubes. You could use, like, a necklace. Like, if you have, like, a pearl necklace or, like, not, like, the ejaculate, but, like, you know, different sensations that you have around your house. Watch porn together for inspiration, which I love this. You know, he's probably watching porn anyway. If you're not sure what to do exactly, flip around, watch some scenes together, and see what turns you both on. It's great inspiration to find out, you know, what – he's into and what's off limits. But I just think getting some great cuffs, like, you know, and some bondage and just telling him what you're going to do to him and that he's your dirty bitch or something.
Yeah.
Play out with it. Yeah, that's the story. Good luck with that, Becca. I like it. I like that he told her. I like that she's into it. That's what I love. That's magic. Yeah. She can be like, I don't know what to do because I don't really want to dominate.
Well, she sounds awesome. Right? And every girl should be like that. Hopefully.
If he, you mean giving into her partner's needs, every desire.
Yeah, and vice versa.
Right, and vice versa. And I agree. That'd be so great.
See?
Okay.
You didn't think I was going to be misogynistic. I did on
think,
that one.
I thought, it's a big word for you. I did think you were going to be a misogynist. I did. Yeah. But I love when you're equal opportunity.
Totally.
So good. All Why about are you it. Downing the Tic Tacs and not the sex of the Emily Mints? Are you saving them for a better
Yeah, day? I'm saving them for a better. Okay, I'm sorry, guys. Once I open a thing of mints, I eat the entire thing.
And that's okay. It's better than like a whole thing of french fries. Yeah, like, I'll have one.
It's like an
Because I have a bad throat. Okay, this is from a Michigander, a fellow Michigander, which is what we call people from Michigan.
Oh, yeah.
Hey there, fellow Michigander. Michigander, that's how we say it. So long story short, should I say it in a Michigan accent?
Yeah.
So long story short, I just toured America in a production of a show. Met a girl while on tour and fell in love pretty fast. She left her current boyfriend for me. They were in a bad relationship. She said that even if I hadn't come around
yonder.
Can you focus on this?
All right.
Met a girl on tour and fell in love pretty fast. She left her current boyfriend for me. They were in a bad relationship. She said that even if I hadn't come around, they would have broken up. But I'm not entirely sure if that's true. We are 4 months into the relationship now. Should I be worried that she could do the same thing to me? Is she a serial monogamist? Can I ask her that? I'd rather not get used or taken advantage of. I'm also an all or nothing guy. If I'm in a relationship, I want it to be a loving relationship. I feel kind of hidden by her. Is this shame? He feels hidden by her. P.S. I love your show and thanks for the help.
And
Chadwick 27.
And P.P.S. It's cold as fuck here in Michigan.
Dude, it's so. My mom. I talked to my mom today. She's like, it is so. She was in a whiteout just real quick coming back from Chicago the other day.
Oh, wow.
40 car pileup on the I-94.
Jeez, what's she doing driving?
Well, it was like the second she crossed she was at my cousin's house. And the second she crossed the border from Chicago to Michigan, she couldn't help it. It was whiteout, 40 car. Two people died.
Oh, terrible. See, no, there's no reason to go outside and travel during that at all.
I know.
I'm sorry. Wait till the snow melts.
Well, I'll visit she didn't you know, then. And they wouldn't have left Chicago.
Yeah.
Okay, so Chedric, I'm not making fun of you, but I have the same accent. I swear to God, and my family does, and I love you. Okay, so Chedric, I find the question, should I be worried, an interesting one? Because it sounds like you're already worried. Is it funny when people say, like, should I be worried? Like, you want, like,
yeah.
Should you, but you're having a good time. It's a new relationship. And he's worried that she's a serial monogamist and that she left her boyfriend for him.
Uh-huh.
And so he's worried that she's going to leave him for someone else.
Yeah.
Well,
that's understandable.
Right. Totally understandable. I think that you might be concerned that she's going to leave you. But things like they're going pretty well right now. I don't want you to psych yourself out. Maybe you're looking for a reason to be upset right here. But you're in the honeymoon phase now. It's only been a few – how many months has it been, Chadwick? 4 months.
Also, no matter how many times I've told you this, no matter what you do, you can never prevent somebody from leaving you if they want to leave you.
That's true. They're always going to leave you. So you can't ruin
– you're going to sabotage your own relationship if you worry about that constantly.
It's true. It's true. Mm-hmm. And it's a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah.
Like, because even if you think it's in your mind, you're doing things that are going to get her to move. You're being needy. You're like, are you really going to – you're asking her, like, are you going to leave me? So
you're going to destroy your own relationship.
I would just chill in this honeymoon phase. It's early. Mm-hmm. You're having fun. Things are great. But I understand that your mind is wandering towards what it means. And it's not, you know, ideal that she left her previous relationship for you. But – and also, my only concern is that when you go from one relationship to the next, which I was guilty of, I was a serial monogamist, which I actually don't think is, like, a bad thing. Per se, but we all need downtime. We all need time by ourselves to process not in a relationship, to figure out who we are and what we want. And it's just part of the process of becoming adult and understanding, like, you know, our needs change over time. So that's just my only concern, that she's going from one to the next. But it sounds like you guys are getting along. I'm wondering if you have residual guilt or bad feelings about the way it happened, even though she said that she was going to leave the guy anyway. Like, she kind of left him for the ex. So if you're having doubts and concerns, though, and you feel like this is a real relationship you want to work on, just be honest with her. Just say, hey, listen, I'm feeling this way. Like, use the I words. I've been feeling like things are so amazing. I can't help but think, though, you know, you just left that relationship, and now we're in this new relationship. It makes me feel like maybe you're looking for a relationship. I'm not sure. Like, it makes me feel like you might leave me soon looking for another one. I don't know. Just tell her how you're feeling.
Yeah.
What do you think? No? Be honest?
I mean, it's so early. Then in the relationship, you start having conversations like that. That's like...
I know, 4 months into the honeymoon phase. This is the thing.
Yeah, and you have sort of... They're like...
I'm trying to talk them down.
That would throw me back a little bit if it was somebody coming at me like that and it's only 4 months in.
I agree.
I go, whoa.
Like, I agree, and so don't do it, Ted. But I think if you have to, Chadwick, if you're like... If this is eating you up inside and you feel like your behavior is like... kind of pushing her away, or in your mind you're thinking you can't stop thinking about the fact that she's like a serial monogamist and she might leave you, then you have to talk about it. But I think ride out the honeymoon phase as long as you can. It's 4 months. This is when it's good times, you know. You don't have to have talks about what she might be doing in the future.
No matter what stage you are in your relationship, you can never stop somebody from wanting to leave you if they want to leave you.
So true.
So just
no matter what happens, they're always gonna leave. I know, you always
just
say
have
that
fun with it. Yeah.
It's going to happen.
There's nothing.
There could be, for so many reasons, people could leave. We try our best.
Yep.
Try to commit.
Didn't work out.
It's okay.
Move on.
Yeah.
All right. What do you got next?
Oh, sex tips for large penises.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Please. I need to know all of them.
Hi, Emily. My penis is a bit larger than average, and whenever I'm with a woman for the first time, it seems to really hurt her. Not me.
Uh-huh.
To be clear, it seems to hurt a lot on the first penetration of the night, but stops hurting after a minute or two, and all good from there. Typically, women get used to it after a few weeks, but until then, I have to be slow and I have to be careful. What worries me is that some women might have toughed it out and never said anything, and also there's women who've never been with someone large and don't know how to avoid hurting. So from now on, I want to be prepared. My question is, what can I do to make it easier for women? I try to go slow. I always try to go long in the foreplay, but that doesn't seem to help much from the initial penetration. Thanks, Jeff, in the Bay Area.
Jeff, Bay Area, what's
Jeff,
going on?
Yeah.
Our old hometown.
I love it. I've been missing it lately. My heart hurts.
Yeah.
I miss the Bay Area. Okay, Jeff, first of all, I love that you're so concerned about your partner's comfort and pleasure. I love that he's like worried, you know, like he's going to hurt her. And like I said, guys are going to go, yeah, sure, your penis is big. We get, I've actually had more
it's
emails
just envy.
From large penis men than yeah. smaller penis men. So,
and
so
everyone asking was if different. You're available.
No, really. Like they're like asking, what if I'm available? Yeah. They're like, hey, you want to go on a date? Here's my big penis.
Here's a photo.
Every woman's different, as is her anatomy, and what feels uncomfortable for one woman might not affect another. Mm-hmm. So pay attention to her body language, like during the initial penetration, and don't be afraid to check in with her to make sure that she's doing okay and that it feels okay and that she's not holding back on any pain she might be feeling. So so communication is the key here to knowing that there's no pain happening anywhere. But you want to make sure, like you said, you did a lot of foreplay, double the foreplay. We require it. It will get her turned on, make sure that she's more wet and open, literally and figuratively. But no matter how much foreplay you're providing, you need to load up on the lube. Lube is huge when you have a larger member. It is your very best friend in this situation. Like, have one of those pump. You should have, like, a quart of, like, pump lube by your bed. Even with regular-sized penis, even with any size, there's no regular. Even with any penis, it – lubricant always enhances sexual satisfaction for women. They're more likely to get orgasm. It's more pleasurable. And with the guy with the big penis, this is your saving grace. Like, she's going to be able to ease in, up, down, whatever, much easier. And it makes it much more smoother and easier experience. Also, positions are key. Woman on top is great because she can control the thrusting. She can control how shallow she goes. She can control the depth and penetration rather than if you're just going out like a jackhammer.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure you're not, dude. You so don't do that. But she can control it that way. Spooning is another great option for well-endowed men because you kind of like, I love spooning because I love cuddling. And then she, because it limits the thrusting and gives her full control of the, gives you full control of the penetration and can go very slow when they're on the backs. And then he can reach around and play with her clitoris, which is always important.
Majorly.
What if there's like a clitoris tickler that look like one of those back scratchers?
Uh-huh.
Because I always say to like whenever we're talking about sex positions, I'm like, then you can reach around and grab her clitoris. But I'm trying to think of what position you can't reach around and grab her clitoris. I guess if you're pounding away like in missionary, but like, you know those back scratcher things?
Yeah, yeah.
What if there was one that was like really tall and had a little vibration at the end and you could just everywhere you go, you could be tickling your clitoris. It's called the clitoris tickler.
All right. There's our
okay, don't
trip
take
on
my
the private
idea,
jet.
I'll give you a free trip on the private jet. We should do a crowdfunding thing.
A crowdfunding? I don't know.
Totally. And also, you want to avoid, I'm sorry to say this, because doggy style is huge for men. Huge position for huge men.
Love
be
it.
Be sure to avoid positions like doggy style, though, or anything that involves her legs being in the air. Because with this type of access, it hurts more. Her legs are going back. He has more deeper penetration. That can hurt her. But I think you're doing great. Foreplay, lube.
Love online. It.
Okay. Yeah, more. More.
All right.
More.
Lay it on me. What do you got?
Okay, this is what I got for you. Sex sheets. Hi,
all
Emily.
Right.
My boyfriend and I are 27 and both listen to your podcast. Thank you so much. We're about to move in together and need your help with an ongoing problem. Basically, we have a lot of great sex. We don't use condoms and always end up with all types of body fluid stains on our sheets. Other couples must run into this too. Are there any specific sheets or ideas you can suggest so the stains aren't visible? Grace.
Ooh.
It's hard, man, when you have a lot of sex. It's true. I mean,
those rubber sheets?
Well, there are rubber sheets. It's true. Congrats, though, on all the great sex and the cohabitation. I think that's great for you guys here, Grace. As for your sheet, this is a common issue that many couples and singles face, and it's recommended that you wash your sheets, I say once a week, some people say twice a week, but I mean, the more often you can wash your sheets and the more sheets you have to change out, the better. I think you want to have 100% cotton sheets if you can, polyester sheets, all the like flannel sheets, they all get like hot and moldier and they're just not as good for you, they don't breathe as much. Use a water-based lube, there's less chance of staining the sheets. Keep wipes by your bed, like, you know, intimate wipes, like Delight wipes, close to the bed for quick and easy cleanup. I think a lot of us kind of roll over and fall asleep, which is kind of a fun part of sex, but you want to make sure you clean up after. Things avoiding like massage oil, licking food off each other, anal stuff, all that. There's no reason if you know that you're going to have like a crazy night of wild sex that you can put another sheet down or some towels down on top of the sheets that are like your bad sheets. And just, then afterwards, you just throw them in the thing. Like, that's what I do a lot.
Go to Ross or TJ Maxx or something and spend $10 on sheets.
Seriously.
They still have like a good thread count on those too.
They do. Yeah. They can get good threshold. I just think
it's a great deal.
It's a great deal there. White sheets might not be so great, although if you're really good at bleaching, you can do that. Because hotels always have really nice sheet, and you know people are doing nasty stuff in hotels. But you got to, like, bleach.
So I once spilled an entire Gatorade bottle at the W Hotel on a white bed.
Right. I'm sure
it looked like it murdered somebody.
Right, exactly.
I'm sure they fixed that. No problem.
Yeah, no problem. They always do. But you like colored paisley, provides good camo. And patterns. If you got patterns on the sheets, no one can tell. And, keep a colored comforter or blanket that gets removed during sexy times can be thrown over the sheets for easy cover-up. But
easy.
Just wash them. It's easy. That's easy cheesy. Easy beasy. But I try to use towels and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Backdoor bleaching. How do you feel about anal bleaching, Menace? Do you have any opinions?
So bleaching is you're just dyeing the hair, or are you not actually ripping it out?
No, it's actually your skin.
Uh-huh.
It's like you're ripping. Oh, it's like the skin. People think their skin should be pink, like a little gorilla. Not like a gorilla.
I mean, because it...
What are the pink little... Yeah. Okay, here we go. My name is Michaela. What?
No, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
My name is Michaela. I'm 21 from Toronto. I've been listening to your podcast for a year now, and I love the show as I've learned something from every episode. I'm curious about anal bleaching / lightening. I looked on Hustler Hollywood's website as well as on the Amazon for lightening products, but the reviews for most of the products weren't great. If someone's interested in this type of thing, are there any products you would suggest, or maybe a DIY natural option? Is it even safe to do? I have light skin, but like most people, I'm assuming my skin is darker in that area. Mm-hmm. And I would feel a little more comfortable if it wasn't so dark. Would love to know your thoughts on this topic and any recommendations you have. Thanks, Emily. Michaela.
So the bleaching, huh? I don't really know too much about it.
I'll tell you. I'm not a fan of it because I think it goes back to, she's seeing it in porn probably. She's thinking, like, no one probably said, like, why is your anus so dark? I think that she's thinking that that's what she needs to do. So, Michaela, why do you think you need anal bleaching? You mentioned that, you know, she mentions here she thinks it'll make her more confident.
Did she attach a photo so we can see
if it's bad or not? We'd like to see your anus and tell you if it needs to be bleached. Done.
Send a photo and then we'll tell you.
Why even waste our time here?
I know. Like, I can't even tell you the degree of if it needs to be bleached or not. I mean, I'm not saying that she's dumb, but I'm just saying that.
This is common. This is actually a good email because a lot of people, women, her age, which she's 21, she's concerned probably because she watches porn. Maybe some douchebag guy said something to her and she feels like she's got a problem with dark skin, like her skin's too dark.
I know, but
guy's interested in exploring that area.
We need the photo.
Okay, but do you think a guy's going to be like, yeah, let's have anal. Oh, man, is that dark.
Guys are effing disgusting. Girl. They're going to have sex with her regardless.
Fuck that guy if you ruin her. You know what? I mean, seriously, this really upsets me. Really, because he's not going to be deterred by her darker skin.
Not at all.
I know. Focus on having more pleasure, Michaela.
Guys are gross. They'll do whatever.
Right, less
than
appearance. I know. It's not as safe as you. But you say guys are going to do it anyway.
Yeah, guys.
But she's
like
a white
disgusting.
Girl. Like, I mean, whatever. And even still, it doesn't matter. Like, she's like, I'm white skin, but it's like a little browner. I mean, and it doesn't even last. And here's the thing: it's not as safe as people would have you believe. Stay away from home bleaching kits because many of them have acid in it, which can be harmful to the surrounding areas. And some people like burn and scar. There's been stories about this. Like people like it's not good. Like you do not want to be bleaching your butthole.
Yeah.
You want to steer clear of products that have hydroquinone in them. Hydroquinone.
Still, send a photo so we can check.
Yeah.
We'll have swatches that we can hold up next to it and see.
We're going to compare your – we're going to do an ass bleaching. We want everyone to send it. No, I'm not going to say this because actually people would do this. I'm not even – there's like some DIY options.
Yeah?
Just be careful. I'm not going to talk about it.
With lemons
I think,
or something?
Michaela, work on your own like self. I think you're an awesome chick and I love that you're asking this, but I don't think you need to – I think
she's totally overthinking
it. Get a bikini wax. That's fine. Mm-hmm. Like do some other things. Maybe get your hair highlighted. Spend the money on that. Yeah. I don't know. But the anal bleaching. It's not even like it's a permanent thing and it could be painful and you could burn off your anus.
Yeah, you don't want that.
No.
That would be terrible.
That's all. So.
Anus burning.
Anal burning. That's what we got here, Menace.
Such a great time hanging out with you, Emily. I love it.
I love it that you love it.
Yeah.
And our New Year's resolution is to hang out, like, what was it, like 3 times a week?
3 times a week, yes.
I'm so excited for that.
Let's do it.
Okay. Well, thank you, Menace. And everyone can find you at Menace.
Yep, Menace on Twitter and Instagram. And my dog, Chiro. There's a lot of Sex with Emily listeners that follow her there.
Really?
She's always up to her shenanigans. I think one of the latest things I posted is her snoring in bed. She's a big snorer.
Oh, Really? She's that would, baby, drive me insane. And do you miss her? Like, right now, does your heart hurt?
Yeah. Oh, she's waiting for me at the house. But, I was just at the World Dog Awards not too long ago.
Really?
Yeah, it was hilarious. It was at, no, we were just attending. But we were on TV.
You were?
Yeah, it was in Santa Monica at the Bob Hope airplane hangar.
You're just like, go.
I just see something I want to do, just go.
I know, that's good. Yeah. I see something I would do, and I like sit and think about it, and then I fall asleep, take a nap.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Okay, thank you, Menace. And thank you can find me on Twitter and Instagram is at sexwithemily, and also facebook.com/sexwithemily.
I'm telling you guys need Snapchat, but you don't listen to me.
It's on the list. I have a Snapchat, sexwithemily, so can they just follow me on Snapchat right now?
Yeah.
I have it all set up.
Yeah. So
I don't know how to do it
yet. You might not have, like, I mean, you guys are in the office a lot working on the show, but it would be great for when you're at events, like when you're at the Avians and stuff like that. People would love to see that on Snapchat.
Okay, you know? Can we do our first Snapchat right now before
Let's
we leave?
Snap it together.
Okay, we're going to do a Snapchat right now before we leave.
Uh-huh.
It's at Sex with Emily. That's a good thing across the board.
Do it.
Also, yeah, I told you about the Hustle Workshop. I'll see you all in West Covina on February 2nd. And Sweet. What else? Anything else, Madison? Thank you, Madison. Producer Madison. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lori. Thank you, Menace.
All right.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Okay, now let me tell you about the Intensity by Pour Moi, the revolutionary product that has become one of my personal favorites that I use every day. Intensity is an intimate health and stimulation device that takes all the confusion out of Kegels. It may resemble the classic rabbit vibrator, but let me be clear, it is not an ordinary sex toy. Now, you know how I feel about Kegels, and this remarkable product exercises your Kegel muscles for you with gentle electrostimulation while you lay back and enjoy the sensation. The Intensity trains your body to have the best orgasms of your life, plus it'll keep you tight down there. It's unlike any product I've seen before, and trust me, I've seen my fair share. Check out the Intensity at pourmoi.com. That's pourmoi.com. Okay, it's the new year. You know what that means. Time to make those resolutions and get our lives in order. Now, I can't go to the gym for you, but I can help get your finances in fighting shape, and that starts with checking your credit. But you can't just get your credit score at any old site. Trust me, I've got dinged before. I paid $15 to check my credit on another site for 1 month and was charged for an entire year. So let me give you a tip. Go to Credit Karma. They do things differently there. Credit Karma offers truly free credit reports with no strings attached. They don't even ask you for your credit card information when you sign up. Plus, it does not affect your overall credit score, and it only takes 2 to 3 minutes tops. Seriously, I timed myself. It took me 1 minute and 17 seconds. It was so easy. And they don't just show you a score and send you on your way. They actually break it down for you so you can see how your actions affect your credit. Now, you may not get to those crunches, but you can feel more confident about your finances this year. So visit creditkarma.com/save to get your free report. That's creditkarma.com/save. Thanks for listening.